Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome, everyone, to our lifestyle article about readers going their own way. Hello, everyone. We're so glad you can join us today. Today, we're on page 44 of your Advanced magazine, and we're talking about readers go their own way. And today in the studio, I have with me two panelists. My name is Linda, and I have...
I am Catherine. It's good to be here, Linda.
And...
My name is Liz. Hi, friends. It's good to be back.
And we all are interested in reading. We work for the magazine, so reading is something that we do on a daily basis. We hope that all of you also read frequently. And today we're going to talk about methods of reading or what we use to read. And as we go on in our article, we take a look at, despite a world dominated by digital products, print books still maintain appeal. So probably from this, you might get an idea of what our article is about. And we have this word here, dominated. What does dominated mean to you, Catherine?
Well, I think it means kind of that the world has been taken over by digital products. Everywhere you go, you see people with iPhones, iPads, all sorts of tablets. They're everywhere. So, dominated.
Okay. How about you, Liz? What does it mean when you think of that word?
Whoever is in control or wherever a place is full of something, then it is dominated. It is controlled by this huge force.
Okay, so we see this phrase, despite. So that means that we see that the world is dominated or controlled by digital products, but print books haven't really gone away. They still keep or maintain their appeal. Okay, I think this is a pretty interesting article. What kind of digital products do you have?
Well, actually, I do have a Kindle. I've had one for a couple years now, and I do enjoy it for reading, but... still like books, just like the deck says.
Okay. How about you, Liz? Do you have any digital products?
I do own a tablet and my smartphone, and that's about it.
Okay. And I, too, have a tablet, and I also have a Kindle. And I could say all the things my husband has, but he likes digital products. Okay. We're going to start by reading in the left column. Starting at the top of the page, and we'll read through that column if you want to follow along on page 44.
Readers go their own way. Despite a world dominated by digital products, print books still maintain appeal. Kathy Misiocio and Julie Meyer share a passion for books, but go their own ways in how they read. Misiocio, 60, a marketing consultant in New York, says she's addicted to her Sony e-reader. The only time she buys or borrows a print book is when it's not available digitally. Meyer, 43, a marketing director in Pennsylvania, says she's Kindle-less and Nook-less and happily so. She prefers her books on paper, not screens. Both have company. Statistics released in May show e-book sales grew 43% last year, but that's a slowdown compared with the increases in recent years. E-books remain the fastest growing part of the book market, but account for only about 20% of all sales. Misiocio says most of her friends have also switched to e-books for the convenience and lower prices. Last winter, she vacationed in Costa Rica and says at least 75% of those reading were reading electronically.
Okay, so if you followed along with us, you'll see that Kathy and Julie, they share a passion for books. But they don't read the same way. They go their own ways, okay? So that means that they do things a bit differently. They don't do it the same way. And they do this in how they read. Do you share a passion for reading, you guys? Either one of you?
No. Oh, I have a passion for reading.
Catherine definitely has a passion yes. for reading. I remember when I first met her, I never saw her without a book in her hand.
I think that's still true, Linda.
It is true.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And Liz, not so much?
Not so much. There's just so much other stuff
to do.
Yes.
Yes. I find that I love to read, but when I do, everything else I just kind of forget about. So I have to kind of pace myself. And I put off starting a book that I know that I really want to read because I know that once I start, I won't put it down.
Mm. That's true. It happens to the best of us.
No, it does. How about you? What do you share a passion for? We don't only have to share a passion for books, but there are a lot. What do you really like to do in your life? That's a great phrase. What do you share a passion for? Mm. So let's take a look at the next paragraph. Liz, what do you want to say about this next paragraph?
Well, we begin with Kathy Michioccio, and that name is not easy to pronounce. I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
She's a marketing consultant, and she is addicted to her Sony e-reader, and that's a great way to describe a person who just can't stop doing something or they really enjoy doing something. They're addicted. And in her case, she just can't put her Sony e-reader down. She loves it. But it doesn't mean that she will not read a traditional book, but she'll only read a print book when she can't get her books digitally.
Okay. So how about you, Catherine? I know that you have a Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer to use your Kindle or do you prefer to use a paper book?
Honestly, these days I usually read paper books, but it's kind of like this woman. If I go to the library or the bookstore, especially being here where it's hard to get American titles, I like to go straight to my Kindle and I can just download it in 10 minutes. So, yeah, I'm kind of like her. I read paper books most of the time, unless I can't.
Okay, so she reads her Sony e-reader.
Right.
Okay, there are several kinds of digital readers that we're talking about here. The Sony e-reader, it was the first one that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Kindle and we have the Nook. And the Nook is the one that's put out by
Barnes & Noble.
By Barnes & Noble. And also there's the Fire Kindle, right?
I think the Kindle Fire. Yeah, that's similar to like a real tablet. They seem pretty cool.
Okay, and that's put out by Amazon,
mm-hmm.
as is the Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just so we all know, when we're talking about digital products here, digital readers, those kind of are the three big ones mm-hmm. that we're talking about. And she prefers to read on her e-reader, okay? But I wonder how many people find this true, that she just borrows a print book when she can't get it digitally. I just use the most convenient thing around. So I just did download a digital book because I knew I couldn't get it here in mm-hmm. print. And then in contrast, we have Julie Meyer. And what does she prefer to read?
Well, she prefers to read actual books on paper. She says that she is Kindle-less and Nook-less and happily so. So she doesn't have either of them.
Okay. So she prefers books and not to be staring at a screen. Mm-hmm. Do we think that screens like this have any drawbacks?
I know that personally, sometimes after a day at work, my eyes hurt from staring at the computer screen. We've all heard about the glare, about how it makes you feel so tired. So after the end of the day, sometimes I just want to look at a paper book instead of another screen because I find it hard to get engaged if I'm looking at a screen again.
Okay.
That's true. I'm sure many of us have heard these health reports, people who are not sleeping so well because they read before they go to sleep. But then now that we have this glare
mm-hmm.
and you read for, 2 hours or less maybe, but that glare has a way of affecting how we sleep because mm-hmm. your eyes, it just gets all this light coming in and that just gives you that little boost of energy.
Yeah.
And so you end up not being able to just sleep soundly.
Yeah. But there are some e-readers that have like a matte screen so that there isn't a glare. So that is one good thing about them.
Well, I asked my husband why he has a Sony e-reader, if he preferred his e-reader or to read a book, a paper book, and he said he preferred his e-reader because he can make the words larger. also. And I'm, you know, I think the older that we get, the more we find that, oh, yes, that's a little too small for me to really enjoy.
There's another feature that I like on Kindles, at least, is that it has a dictionary installed into it. So anytime – did you know that?
No.
Oh, anytime you don't know a word, you can highlight it and click on it, and it'll take you straight to a dictionary, so you don't even have to flip between books or anything. You can just look up any word that's giving you trouble. I really enjoy that.
I think I'll have to find that feature.
I can show you.
Okay. I have several electronic products. My husband makes sure that I do, and I'm like, yeah, barely. I'm electronically challenged. Well, both of these people, okay, both Kathy and Julie have company. That means they are not alone, okay? And there have been statistics released just a couple of months ago and that show that e-book sales grew 43% in 2012. But that's a slowdown compared with the increase in recent years. What do you think about that, these statistics?
That's interesting because I'm sure for a lot of companies, they would love to have some 43% growth. But for the industry here, we're talking about e-book sales. That's actually considered a slowdown.
Right. And it says that they still are the fastest growing part of the book market. But what is so strange about that statement?
Well, it says that they account for only about 20% of all sales. That's kind of weird.
I know. So we were talking beforehand about what are the 80% of the sales. There must be a large range included in the book market because I don't think it's all just book print.
No, I'd be very curious to find out.
And also, she says, Kathy says that most of her friends have also switched to e-books for convenience. That is a very good reason. And also lower prices.
Yeah.
Do you find that to be true, that books on your Kindle are cheaper than...
They usually are. Most of them have a set price, and they're usually cheaper than what you can find in the stores, which I appreciate. So, yeah. Always on a budget.
And last winter, okay, she vacationed in Costa Rica. And for our listening audience, this is becoming a new hotspot for people to vacation from the United States. It's close to the United States and Middle America and a lot less expensive. The climate is good. So I've heard a lot of people actually are considering buying retirement homes in Costa Rica. Anyway, she vacationed there and she said at least 75% of those reading were reading, you know, on some kind of e-reader.
Yeah, and I think that that's definitely a trend when it comes to e-readers. Because they're so convenient, it's much easier to travel with them. That's when I like to use my Kindle because I've always got books, but they're so heavy. And that's, you know, an argument that everyone has put in favor of the e-readers is that you can have hundreds of books on them and it doesn't weigh anything.
Right. That's true. And also space-wise, because of the way travelers are now required to keep everything small when they travel, you might be able to read 5 books on a trip, but you can't carry 5 books with you. But you can certainly keep them all in one little tablet.
Yeah,
that's
right. That's true.
I usually travel with my e-reader, too.
Yeah. In fact, that was the only reason that I ended up buying my e-reader was because I was planning to move abroad, and I knew I'd have to leave all my books at home, which kind of broke my heart a little bit. But I got a Kindle and worked it out. So
that's great.
Very helpful.
Well, let's continue on with our next section, On the Other Hand.
On the other hand, Meyer, who's sticking with physical books, doesn't consider herself any kind of digital resistor. I'm comfortable with all forms of technology, she says. However, when it comes to books, I suppose I'm a traditionalist. My personal preference will always be the real thing. To her, part of the joy of reading is the book itself. Michiocio and Meyer are at opposite ends of a book business in transition. Even as e-book sales have grown more than 4,000% since 2008, it's unlikely that physical books will disappear the way records did in the music industry.
Well, We've been talking about Kathy and Julie, and one of them likes e-readers and the other one prefers books. And now we're going on. It says, on the other hand. So we're going to look at another side of it. And what does this first paragraph have to say, Katie?
Well, it says that Julie Meyer, who's sticking with physical books, doesn't consider herself any kind of digital resistor. So there's a couple good words in that sentence.
Right. You want to tell us about them, Liz?
That's right. She's sticking with physical books. That means she's staying with something. She's not going to change. She will continue to read her print books as opposed to digital books. But she's doing this not because she is resisting digital products, because we see here she doesn't consider herself any kind of digital resistor. Resistor as in one who resists, one who puts up against.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you want to fight against something. She's not really fighting against the digital world. But she goes on to say that she's comfortable with all forms of technology, which is good. Mm-hmm. I think we need to be in this day and age. Mm-hmm. However, when it comes to books, she thinks that she's a traditionalist. And a traditionalist just means somebody who likes to do things in the traditional way. Mm-hmm. Traditional ways means the way that she's always done them. And her personal preference will always be, I love this, the real thing.
Mm-hmm. I like that too.
So last night you said, Katie, you were looking at some debates between digital reader lovers and book lovers.
Yes, that's true. There's a lot of people out there who feel very strongly on this subject. And one of the things that caught my eye was people who were arguing in favor of the actual books. And I agreed with a lot of them because I'm a book person. And they just said that they're reading a Kindle or an e-reader does not compare to reading a physical book because, like Liz said a minute ago, the aesthetics are there. You can look at the cover. You can look at your old books that you've marked up. You know, like I love my old books where they're all worn out and bent and broken, but they're still, you know, they're special to me. And that's why I like books. For me, an e-reader, it's hard to get engaged because it's harder to get into the story for me.
Okay. How about you, Liz?
I find it interesting that she calls this the real thing is what she prefers.
I know.
Because I guess for a lot of people who prefer reading digitally, to them, that experience is very real, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think what Meyer is saying here is the real thing, as in the feel of paper. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people saying they just love the feeling of running, you know, their fingers going across the surface of paper.
Mm-hmm. Or even the smell. People have a thing
with
the smell of books. And I'll admit, old library books, there's a smell there that I like.
Yeah.
So.
And for some people, just the idea of that sound of flipping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the sound of the spine of the book being cracked,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So
yeah.
Those other experiences that our senses are able to really come together and make this reading experience appear real.
Yeah, like with the turning the page, like Liz just said, whenever I'm reading a book and I can turn the pages, I feel like I'm getting somewhere in the book. Sometimes with an e-reader, it just shows a percentage,
right.
How much you've read, and mm-hmm. I still feel like I'm not getting anywhere. I don't feel like I'm coming toward an ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had experiences with reading e-books where I wasn't expecting the ending to happen so soon, so I wasn't prepared. And sometimes you just need to be prepared for
that
a really
true.
Great ending.
That is true.
And I remember feeling so let down because I wasn't ready for it on my ebook. So, yeah.
And I also love to turn the pages,
mm-hmm.
you know. Also, if I'm reading a novel, I always read the last paragraph first. And so it bugs me about an e-reader. I know that I can't read the last paragraph first, that it forces me to start from the very beginning. I kind of read them backwards. So I also read like a couple of paragraphs in the middle of the book,
mm-hmm.
and then I start the book. And actually, sometimes if I don't like the last paragraph or what I read in the middle, I don't read the book.
But you never know what you'd be missing.
I know.
What
I mean,
the middle?
If it just isn't appealing to me, I don't read it.
Okay,
but an
enough.
E-reader, you know, forces you to start from the beginning. You can't, you know, you don't have control. I think maybe
that's true.
That's it. I need control.
Yep.
And also, sometimes, I mean, I just finished a book on my e-reader and I kept pushing the page turner. It drove me nuts because if you don't hold it just right, you know, you automatically put it on the bottom.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah. I was like, okay, now what page am I on?
Yeah, and it's so hard on e-readers to find where you are. I've lost my place sometimes because it's technology, it malfunctions, and it's lost my place before in my book. And it took me forever to actually find the exact spot that I was on again.
So it has some pros and some cons. Both of them do have pros and cons. Yeah. Wait for books and losing your place on the e-reader.
That's true, yes.
And so this next paragraph says, you know, to her, to Meyer, I think this is Meyer, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Part of the joy of reading is the book itself.
Yes.
Which is what we've been talking about, all of the aesthetics of the book.
Mm-hmm. Especially how a full bookshelf looks.
Oh, yeah.
I love that part.
I know. Do you have a lot of bookshelves in your house?
Mm-hmm. Books are for looks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For looks?
Yeah. That's true.
Mine are for reading. I think we have like three different rooms.
Oh, I know. Back at my home in America, I had these huge bookshelves in my apartment that I was so proud of. Oh, I still miss them, but
it doesn't look the same as like stacking up your e-reader.
No. It's like, okay, there's my one little thing.
Well, we see that Kathy and Julie are at opposite ends of a book business in transition. So there's a spectrum here that we're talking about. And in transition, what does that mean?
Well, something that is in transition means it's going through this process of change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So one is at one end and one is at the other end of this transition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that means that one is for the books and one is for the digital book.
Right.
Now, it says that I thought this was very interesting. Even as e-book sales have grown more than 4,000%, that seems like that is a huge, huge number. Mm-hmm. Since 2008, it's unlikely that physical books will disappear the way records did in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when did e-readers come out?
I guess. I don't remember exactly, but it had to have been around that time.
I think my husband got a Sony e-reader. That was the first e-reader that came out, probably in 2007.
Okay.
I mean, it was like I think it came out around 2006. I'm not sure of the exact year.
Yeah.
But he's pretty up on technology, and he was like, "I need one of these."
Mm-hmm. I think it was roughly around then. Yeah.
So when I read this, I was like, "Wow, 4,000%!" But then I'm like, "Oh yeah, well they had nowhere to go except up."
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. And they really took off for a while. I mean, everyone just went crazy buying them. So.
And we can see that even in the last year, you know, it says that sales grew 43%. Mm-hmm. That might not be for e-readers. I think that's also for books. That's the e-book industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So here we see that even though that's happened, this author does not think that physical books will disappear the way records did in the music industry.
It makes me very happy. No, I know that there was a big, big concern whenever this happened because they thought, I mean, publishers were looking kind of at this as their livelihood disappearing in a way because they thought that there would be no more physical books. And, you know, some big chain bookstore companies have gone out because more people are buying books digitally, but some are still sticking around.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it'll be interesting to see in 5 or 10 years actually who is still around, you know, which book chains are still around.
That's right. Yeah. Well, even though people argue why they think books will disappear, but there are a lot of things that we have to keep in mind that there are places in this world where they just can't afford to just charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just power, electricity alone is an issue.
Right.
And so if you have no way of recharging your tablet or your reader or any digital gadget, then that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, we're at the end of this article. We still have a couple more paragraphs, so let's read those right now.
Good things about both. Michael Peach, CEO of the Hatchet Book Group, which includes Little Brown and Grand Central, says he loves the immediacy and portability of e-books. But he also cites a survey that found that half of all readers had no interest in buying e-books and that the vast majority of people who buy e-books continue to buy print books as well.
Yeah. So we see we have a CEO of a book group, and these are major book publishers, Little Brown and Grand Central. And this CEO says that he loves ebooks for the reasons we've been talking about them, right, Katie?
Yeah, that's right. He says he loves the immediacy and the portability of ebooks. So when he says the immediacy, he means that he can buy a book immediately. That's another thing that I saw online, actually, was one of the arguments in favor of ebooks was that if you're talking with someone about a book, you can immediately go onto your e-reader and download it within 2 minutes. So.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The book I just downloaded and read was the third in a series. And I had the first two in print form, but I didn't have the third one. And I knew if I had to order it from abroad, it would take, you know, a couple of weeks to get here. So I just downloaded it.
Oh, you know, I've done that too, actually, with some of my series. I have the first few, you know, physically with me, but the last one on a Kindle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is true. And then you can just – and also portability. I don't think that there's any argument about that. It's very easy to take
absolutely.
With you. And he also talks about or cites a survey that found that half of all readers had no interest in buying ebooks. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think it shows that there's just a group that truly, truly love physical books. And no matter how much technology involves in our world today, they're not going to go toward buying that e-reader.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're not going to buy. And also, what else does it say at the end here, Liz?
The vast majority or most people who buy e-books also buy print books.
I think that that's probably going to continue to happen. You know, we aren't going to say goodbye to our print books. You've heard from three readers here who love print and also have Kindles. A couple of us have Kindles.
Yeah, so that's true. Yeah.
We have experience with both of them, and I love both of them. Mm-hmm. I love print books more, but
same. I'm with you, Linda.
So think about it, and which are you? Do you prefer the digital product or do you prefer the print book? It's an interesting topic to think about. Well, we're happy that you joined us for our lifestyle article today, and we hope you'll join us again here on Advanced Radio. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Goodbye.